You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, it's time to get on a little hot streak before the weekend hits, so let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Chelsea, I see your bets coming in our chat in real time. I love how you wait until the final few seconds to make sure you get the best number. Even as I'm saying this, you're changing it up on me on the fly. I'm trying to write down what bets you have, and they have changed. We're trying to figure out what you're betting on. You're typing as I'm talking. So now that I think we've got this all sorted out, where are you going with your best bet for this evening?
Clearly, I'm not a decisive person, because the problem is I have looked over this game so many times that there's multiple bets that kind of stick out to me. And it's just deciding which one I want to make my best bet. But for me, best bet of the day is going to be Bengals in the first half minus the three. I like this better than laying the 3.5 in the full game, because you've got a Dolphins team that's already in a tough scenario in which they had to travel a day early. Tua Tagovailoa is possibly banged up for this one. And plus, they haven't been much of a first half team. The only game in which they led at halftime was against the Patriots. They were down big to the Ravens. You remember that game? They were down to the Bills in the first half. And I know that the Bengals have not been a great, you know, overall team so far, but if there's any defense that they can take advantage of, it's probably this Dolphins secondary. This Dolphins pass defense has not been good. Despite, you know, winning all these games, they've given up the second most yards per game of any defense in the NFL. So I think Joe Burrow and company can get this things going in the first half. And also, the problem for the Bengals is usually keeping Joe Burrow upright. Well, the Dolphins have not been good at getting pressure on the quarterback. Bottom six in the league, at quarterback pressure percentage. So let's go Bengals in the first half, minus three.
Chelsea, I like that bet because I'm also on the Bengals, but I'm doing Bengals full game. However, I'm chickening out. I'm not going to bet football. Instead, I'm going to stick with baseball. I know. But to do it, we got to dust off. We got to dust off the old Run Line Jenkins, Double D.
Run Line Jenkins is back. Feel like I've been in hibernation. That's because it's been getting real cold down here on the bayou. Yeah, that swamp water get real chilly this time of year. Make a man need some company from a lady of the night. Speaking of ladies, when my second wife left me, she took every blanket I had. For a full year, I had to keep myself warm with 17 pot holders. So it's time for me to make some money by betting on the run line. That's the only way this man know how to make some money. Outside of selling odds and ends at a garage sale in the neighborhood.
So let's go. Rockies at the Giants today. My voice is starting to hurt. My throat hurts.
Giants minus 225. Rockies plus 185. The total set at 7.5.
Ryan Feltner is going up against Carlos Rodon. Does that sound like a mismatch to you? It does to me. Ryan Feltner is 3-8 this season. A 5.91 ERA. Rodon 13-8, a 2.98 ERA. Rodon has faced the Rockies twice this season and led on the first five run line in each game. doesn't give up many home runs. That will work very well against a Rockies team that does not hit for power, especially away from Coors Field. And the Giants offense, not great, but in their last three games, they have put up 14 runs. Give me the Giants. First five run line, minus 140 at BetMGM.
I love that shtick. And honestly, I hope somebody tunes into the show and only hears that part and thinks, oh my God, is this guy doing a sports betting show with his ex-wives? Because we have a promo that runs on this network about you and your ex-wife or your multiple ex-wives. And it says, The Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger. So hopefully people are not thinking I'm one of your many ex-wives for Runline Jenkins. But an excellent segment. I love that every single time. It makes
me
laugh.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, speaking of, you know, down south voodoo magic, let's get to our old friend.
Holy crap. Magic 8-Ball.
That's right. It's time to ask the Magic 8-Ball if he likes our plays today. Let's start with mine. Bengals -3 in the first half. Do we like an 8-Ball? Ask again later. Love that. Super anticlimactic. All right, 8-Ball, what do we say this time? Yes.
Oh, 8-Ball switching it up. Can we go 2 for 2?
All right. So next up, we've got Jenks on the run line. Of course, it's whoever's playing the Rockies. The Giants on the run line. What'd you say in the first five?
First five.
God, this skit was distracting. All right. So the Giants in the first five. It is decidedly so.
Oh, yes. And I thought about full game run line, which is cheaper, but yesterday was sort of a bullpen game for the Giants, and I like my first five run lines anyway. So, all right, if you want to see Chelsea shake up the old Magic 8-Ball, just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. In fact, you can stream the entire show. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. That is twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea, I don't want to take away any more time from you because you have more than just one bet. You have more than just two bets. I believe you have three bets on tonight's football game.
Yeah, I got a lot. And I was trying to make little jokes about Runline Jenkins in the first five. Runline Jenkins likes his run lines like his women, you know, like only for a little bit. He only can't stick around for the whole time.
Nah.
All right, for me, enough with the jokes, enough with the mom jokes. All right, I'm going to go Joe Burrow over his passing yards prop of 272.5. This is kind of a play on that secondary for the Dolphins, who's given up a ton of yards to opposing offenses through the air. Right now, they've given up the second most yards through the air of any team in the NFL. And I get it. They've played some really prolific offenses. They've played Lamar Jackson and the Bengals. They played Josh Allen and the Bills. So maybe those metrics are a bit deceiving, but still, if Joe Burrow is firing on all cylinders and working all the weapons that he has, I think that's why it's tough to play maybe one receiver in the props market, just because you don't know who he's going to throw to some of the times. But I do think he gets this. I think he can get this in big chunk plays because the Dolphins have allowed some big explosive plays to opponents. So let's go Joe Burrow over 272.5 pass yards for, I believe it's -125 over at BetMGM.
Ooh, Chelsea, that's a good one. But I really like your next one, which you put in at the last second. And I think it might be your best one. It's my favorite. So what do you got?
Did a lot of waffling on this one because I think Ja'Marr Chase has a big game. It's just which play do I like on Ja'Marr Chase? I was going to either go catches or yards, but right now you can make the better case for his catches because the thing is the target share has definitely been there. He's had double digit targets in two of the three games this season. So I think that he can get the catches prop. Over 5.5 receptions made for Ja'Marr Chase. -140, I think, is the play. Just because even if he doesn't have those big explosive plays, which he's kind of been lacking in the yardage department, he'll still get the catches. So I think over 5.5 catches for Ja'Marr Chase. At some point, he's going to break out. I think this is a conservative way to play that.
Chelsea, I am with you on that. Absolutely tailing.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.